Porter City presents the Win in Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nanase Opoku-Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking. Maybe the finances is stinking. Maybe the family is stinking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is the University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon. And the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May, 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933. I rejoice in it.
This is the part of... Welcome to the Potter's Hour with Prophet Nanase Opoku-Sakodie, the Senior Pastor of the Well Prayer Center. Prophet Nase is passionate about God's people living a victorious life through faith, holiness, prayer, and fasting. And now, today's message. This is the
power. One day, I was driving somewhere, and accidentally my radio hit somewhere. There's only two FM stations I listen to in Ghana. I don't know how it got there. Sometimes you take your car to workshop, maybe the mechanic that tried it, put it there. But all I saw was that people were calling in. Then when they call it, they started insulting, you know, the way they can insult the president of the country and stuff like that. When I saw the way they are insulting the president, I sat down and said, wow, you need to have a large heart to become a president. Yes, sir. Because I'm sure with the president, the thing they said that you don't hear, there are people who are hearing to come and tell you. Yes, no wonder smart and they have gray hair. But you see, that is the responsibility that goes with leadership. Look at your neighbor and say, the father you have freedom to talk does not mean anything you say, tell the person. Yes, the father you have the freedom to talk. No, you have to be responsible with your ways. Are you getting it? Well, I don't expect a Christian to call a station and insult a president, whether it's former or current. Because that position, is it Romans chapter 3? Yeah, Romans chapter 13. Romans 13, let me read something to them. Romans chapter 13, yes, correct. From verse 1, New Living Translation, watch this. Everyone must submit to governing authorities. For all authority come from God. So all the president who are sitting on the chair, the authority they are using is from God. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by who? God. It's not your kokromoti alone. By God. Now watch this. So anyone who rebel against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted. And they will be punished. Be careful. We are not just walking around. We have the word of God in our spirit. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. Keep on going. For the authorities do not strike fear in people who are doing right, but in those who are doing wrong. Would you like to live without fear of the authorities? Do what is right and they will honor you. What a blessing it is to just walk with the word of God in your heart. That every step you are taking, you are just being guided by the word. By the prophet in the Bible, they were sent to rebuild the king. Are you a prophet? Even the prophets, not everybody who has the grace to walk with politicians. Not every grace. There is a realm God gives you special grace to be able to deal with politics. If that grace has not come, don't try it. You are just a pastor prophet. You are not a national prophet. Because there is an especial anointing. You go to Nigeria, people like Archbishop Benson Idahosa, like Papa Deboye, President of country come and kneel down and pray for them. They didn't pray for them when they were so at a certain age. God gave them that grace. Come to Isaiah chapter 59 verse 16. Look at the Bible say, and he saw that there was no man, and what? And wondered that there was no intercessor. Nobody, God does not wonder. God is not supposed to wonder. God does not normally wonder. But this case, he wondered. Now hear this. He did not wonder because of their sin. He did not wonder because of their rebellion. He did not wonder because of his own judge. He wondered because there is no an intercessor. People's sin really don't move God and wonder him. He rather wonder when nobody is standing in the gap. He didn't wonder. He wondered when there was no intercessor. Is it not written there? And he saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. He was amazed. He was surprised. He did not wonder because they were sinning. He did not wonder because of the injustice. He did not wonder because they are not ruling well. He rather wondered because there was nobody standing in the gap. May the Lord raise us intercessors in our generation. Intercessors are people who intervene between God and judgment deserving people. Intercessors are people who do what? They intervene between God and judgment deserving people. So when people have made mistake and there is a judgment is about to pronounce on them, intercessors stand in the gap, and as a result of God, God doesn't execute the judgment and he set them free. Let me tell you something. Every sinner had opportunity to become a pastor. Everyone, no matter how you judge them, I don't care how you see them, it's all over the Bible. Everybody will say, Apostle Paul, that time he was Saul. So when Saul was still persecuting Christian, listen to what he wrote. He said, God separated me from my mother's womb. But between the time, the purpose of God and his life will be fulfilled. Satan has captured him temporarily. So there are people you hate. In fact, some of you, your fiancés are still in the biaba. Your future husband, they are still drinking. Or Windsor. Yeah. One day he's going to repent, and where are you? Go for evangelism. The way you are walking around, and I get boy now. Who did anyhow? Who did anyhow? You better go there. You better pray until they come. It's true. No. Now, you are laughing. Some of you men here, your wife is in somebody's car right now. Ye miano osaka luse siya. He's dead. That is what it is. We have all married people that confirm me on pay. That's what it is. Everybody here is possible. Huh? Or you're virgin, or you're virgin. Some of the virgin grand you're correct, Papa. No. Pastor say friend, you bogu account. What about you? It is there. We better go for evangelism. Don't let us celebrate buildings and everything. So I'm telling you, there are people here right that their husbands are in some place. Or baby send more to them. And they've been so hard, you didn't know I should be more to him. Ayoka Diba Anima Asoyo. No, does it look like what I'm saying? That's his life. We can't blame God for it. We cannot blame God for it. Abigail is supposed to marry David by his with Naba. Get now, person, what an infant of free bar. Receive grace to be an intercessor. And go, you cannot blame her. Okay? Everybody has done some things that they wish they didn't do it. Everybody. Yes, we preach, everybody sitting. Everybody can look back and say, what on earth did I go through all these things? It's everybody's life. Everybody has a past. Whether your past is good or bad, forget it. Some people are virgin not because they want to be virgins. The opportunity has not come. And it never came. Yeah. That's what it is. No, your father restricted you so much, you didn't have the opportunity. And some of you too, the way now, you were not really attractive. You became attractive. God, don't stop me. I'm preaching. That's the difference. You were not attractive. And that is why people didn't mind. And some too, they had a very good environment to grow. Some of our young girls here, they are fasting 5 days, 7 days, an environment. I didn't grow with such an environment. It's the grace of God that has brought me here. No, these guys, I see them fasting. I'm telling you, when you marry them, right from almost teenage age, they have learned intercession, prayer, the core scriptures. Hey, when I was at age, I didn't core scriptures. So, you remember Tuscan Kwan? We better go. He said, go into the word and preach the gospel. We are just sitting down. I'm telling you, some of the ladies here, their boyfriends, they will come home. They will come, but the more you waste time, the more they are in somebody's bozo. They are there. By the time you meet the guy, you are going to contend with the sugar mommy. Mami na sonumu so tie. So you are breaking so tie. Hey, So some the marriage you marry, first 3 years is warfare. Hey. You have to, things must be extracted from the man. Things are, today, that message I started preaching about sex, that is a worship. God showed me the some of the struggles we go through as a result of the life we live. Wow. The struggle comes sometime first 3 years. Because that time you are dealing with soul ties. You are dealing with covenant. Ah, so Peter is standing there. You have come to marry her, but you come. First former girlfriend, second girlfriend, third girlfriend. Now, so this is your wife, but when any da hono sonata demo ha wo somwa wo so ha wo so be so ha eh wo so enim ha de na ha so ha se enti Peter's wife is there but in the night in the spirit whilst his wife is trying to kiss her, then this girl bring his neck, this one bring, everybody is bringing them. So first 3 years, there's something called interference. Let me tell you where there was a marriage that is breaking. I'm telling you the fact. The woman was sleeping, and then Obadeja, you can't perform say Unumadeja. Some people they talk and they act in sleep. Do you understand that one? Huh? What do we say that in English? Sophie say you are very good in translation. Eh? Huh? Obadeja say Adejas. No. This girl was lying by his husband, eh? And as if he's having an affair. And mentioned a former boyfriend. Oh, I bet. Oh, something like that. I didn't say pastor, I just said I bet. Something like that. And the husband took a phone and started recording. And that now they won't record. And as if he's getting into some orgasm. Yeah. He has left. Now you do know the things you have done in your bedroom. If you have not set a secret camera there. And after 1 year, I am why you am obey. When I was in Volta Regidum and National Assembly, there was a man, he can sleep. Eh? When he wake up, he take a cutlass and he's going to far. And still he's asleep. He can be very strong. Very, very demonic. No. Interference. So we need that. So sometimes the first three is a blessing when you marry and both of you are virgins. No, you escape a lot of warfare. But sometimes five girls are holding the guy and the girls to 20 guys. 5 versus 20, add it and so no, they are there. No, today God showed me a revelation about the worship of the sex and what it does, and the deposit people make in us by Christ it will go, but sometimes deliverance is a process. Sometimes deliverance is not instant. There are deliverance, it can take a year before the person is totally free. As he keep hearing the word and he keep coming under services, then the deliverance comes. I'm not saying these girls have, maybe they have a spiritual, but that is what God said. He said that when you sleep with a prostitute, you are one with the prostitute. One. Now let me tell you how it is. Let me tell you how it works. God forbid, but let's assume that this girl is a virgin. And you meet this man at school, and this man has slept with 7 different women. Eh? The moment he has an affair with this one, all the women in her, their spirit goes to you. That's how it works. This transfer does not only work in the marriage covenant, but outside, because any sex outside the marriage covenant is a satanic worship. The devil is the one getting the glory. And he likes to challenge God and do things to cause God pain. What you did to produce human beings and to create human beings have perverted it. So he said that. So standing in the gap is very crucial. So sometimes the first 1 year is prayer. And sometimes you go to church, they don't teach you these things. And the sad thing they tell you is that once you are born again, you are free. But you know you are not free. So if you are not free after you are married, no. So that, yeah. No, we know about that. First one is a lizard. When lizard finish sleeping, you should have the crocodile. After crocodile, the python. Different things. Yeah. The manifestation of different things that comes to you. So you see your spirit man, that is why I try to train with a lot of fasting. discipline, then you are shaking things off yourself. Amen. Yeah, sit down. So don't take it for granted. Hallelujah. Pray. Sometimes you have to renounce them. All the contact I've had with former boys, any deposit in me, I renounce it. Deliverance don't come because you are quiet. You must deliberately release yourself and break soul tie. I break the soul tie between me. You make pronunciation. You stand in the gap. Lord, this woman, I went out with his husband. Any curse he has pronounced on me by virtue of repentance, Lord, let it be neutralized. Because sometimes you have gone out to somebody's husband and the woman has come to be aware. Pronounce curses on you. Yeah. So look at your neighbor and say, I'm standing in the gap for you. I'm standing in the gap. I'm standing in the gap. It does not matter. You can be a pastor. You can be a this. You can be a that. You can be a that. You can be. I'm not talking about marrying somebody who is to marry. So women marry. Their marriage didn't work. I'm talking about boyfriend, girlfriend, all kinds of things. And you know that. No, this guy is not correct. And you two are not semi-correct. And then the two folk uncorrect and semi-correct have met. And different things are happening. No, whether we like it or not, the scriptures cannot be broken. All the people here, young girls who are virgins, stay in your virginity. Pay the price and hold it. Young men who are virgin, hold it. It will help you. You will not get too much distracted prayer. Diversions of prayer. And Papa is all the Bobby now the Dama. I think I would separate Elizabeth. Lizzie, come out of me. Lizzie, loose me. Lizzie, out. And then you are. It's called self-deliverance. Everybody has a story, but we can't sit down and cover it as if nothing has happened. We can't sweep it under the carpet. It's still a debt. Don't think that because it's under the carpet. We can't see, but it's there. Yeah, it's there. Yeah, it's there. So when I give you 5 days dry, don't cry. It's an opportunity to lose yourself. Say, Lord, set me free. I don't want things to interrupt. But so some women, they deny their husband, but they never deny their boyfriend. Interference. You have lost affection for your husband. There is no fellowship. Yeah, the temple of God. For some reason, your attitude is that, I don't have any feeling for you. And it's an interference. Because some of the guys you left, they still love you. Yeah. They still love you. And they are making statement. Some of them to you verbally make covenant. When you were in a peak. Yeah. It was rainy. You were sitting under some apatebiasi. And you was in your armpits. And you were talking. If I don't marry you, may I never marry. Hey! We break every statement in the name of Jesus. Standing in the gap, standing in the gap, standing in the gap, standing in the gap. Where's our spirits? Can I go deeper? Sometimes in your orgasm, you make statements. I will go to the grave with you. Hey. No, you have forgotten, but I'm telling you things you have said. Listen. 2009 or 10. Bed in power. There was this prophetic word that came about again. That he and his boyfriend, because he were there. Some people, those who were there. Huh? Girl is there, blood covenant. They cut the guy was squeezing the girl. The girl has heat. Then they cut their hand and put the blood together. This one cut and he said, we have to be together. They make covenant. When they finish, it started rain. They said, may the rain be a witness. They use rain to seal the covenant. And because it's from the devil, they never married. The girl came to me in power, pick it up. That day, it was one of the miracles God has done in my ministry. December. God showed me. I said, he was crying. Confirm it. Where is the guy? He can't find him. And he said, about 50 men has come to my life. None of them want to stay. Covenant keep them away. When I finish, I break the covenant. God will say, no, 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 no. You have just done 10%. So the covenant, the seal. And as I see rain, he said, yes, when we finish, we say, may rain be the witness. So until, if you have to break it, then instantly rain must come. Listen to what I said. December, I said, Lord, by the next time it rain, may the rain be a witness to break the covenant. I finished and it started raining.
Wow.
People were there. All these guests were there. It rained for just about less than 5 minutes. And it stopped. That girl married, brought pictures to Pastor Martin. After that, you got married. You have seen miracles. Though. Amen. See miracles. They are boys you have forgotten, but they are spirits who pursue you. You have to renounce them. Stand in the gap. Some former boyfriend won't jump. They still, because after they go round, the devil is telling them that you are the one they're supposed to marry.
Yeah.
Yes, and their spirit is still. So they must even take your picture somewhere. Lord, let her come back. Yeah, and you two are not prayerful. So for what make that girl took his naked picture and sent it to his former girlfriend? Think about it. Interference. He has married for 5 years, sitting in the marriage, took herself naked and sent the picture. The guy told me, husband said, daddy, please, I'm sorry. I don't want to just met because I know you are a very pure man. But watch this. Then I did like this. It's a serious one. I removed my eyes. But the Lord said, you have to watch it. I said, Lord, no, I didn't watch it for. Yeah. But I was shocked. The girl, when I asked her, he was crying. He said, I don't know why I did it. He took two pictures when he was sitting down, naked, and sent the picture to his fiancée and his ex-boyfriend. He has come to marry because the girl has not broken the soul tie and it is interfering. So the former one has come to destroy the current marriage.
Break up your ex.
So for a seven, you know, he won't marry you, but the devil has used the soul tie to cut it off. Leave the stigma on you. Stand to your feet.
Break up your ex.
Now today, you are going to stand in the gap for the path of the person standing at your left and your right. It's not everything we can see. Because me, I have to get close to someone so that somebody can see my right or my left. Yeah. And some of these things, it can hang around for 30 years. Oh, the demon you don't send away will still abide.
Yes, sir.
Standing in the gap. If you finish marrying and you walk to the office with appointment and you see your former boyfriend is working there, either resign or let them transfer you.
Yeah.
Wherever you see her, stay far away. Whether you are a pastor, a pope, even the pope, ask him. Everybody, cardinal, stay from there. You are going to stay in the same bank working. You are in the same department. Former boyfriend. He also married. You also married. That one is a good news for the devil. No, the devil can make news out of it. He loves it. Stay out. Just resign. Tell them you have to transfer me. Go to your boss and tell him that I don't want to work here because of them. Yeah. Number two, if your husband come to know that this one is your boyfriend or used to be your boyfriend, stay far away from him. It is dangerous for one day your husband can see you. There was a conference in Fiesta Royal. And when you were coming, you were just talking with the guy. You come here. Let me use as an example. Fahabra. So you are talking and then he is talking. And then, you know, sometimes when accidentally, okay, let me see the thing. Then when your husband came, this is the way the picture was. You know, we went for conference. I didn't even know this. He said, what is this? In Chinese film, you call them Lapo. Most people, that's what they call them. If you go to Chinese movie, they call Lapo. Yeah, go and Google it. You'll find it. No. Let me tell you something. If you become careless, Satan will change your story.
Yeah.
the devil can use some flimsy thing to change your story completely. Yes, right. Something you have no idea, but the story has changed.
Yeah.
And he has left a stigma on you. Mm. And that's what it is. Don't play games with those things. I'm telling you. When I hear things that's happening to people, I want to know the story. My grandmother said, if fire is burning your neighbor's beer, fetch water. Because you are the next beer to be burnt. Thank God I don't have beer. Yeah. I make sure I shave it so that the fire will not come close to my beer. This is what it is. We are coming to the place that it is becoming complicated. And stand in the gap. The devil will not change the label God has put on us. Obetim has a salable. You see, when potters do it, if somebody change the label and put another label on it, it is the same water. But the label has changed. When you see the label and you see it's not potters, you won't buy. So sometimes when you change your label, he reduces your value. You can change your label and reduce your value. This is what I'm looking for. That's why I was telling my daughters, I say, if it has to take you 10 years to make the right decision, wait. Let me tell you, I've never seen anything so painful like going to marriage with promise, with expectations, and everything is going on the tangent, on the opposite direction. Expectations of a young girl that I want to serve my husband, live at peace with her, pray. And now the guy go out and 1 o'clock is not coming home. When they come, he's drunk. And his shirt is full of women's lipstick. And then you don't also want to come out for people to ask what happened to you. Now, shame, it will not happen to you. So take your time. In the week of standing in the gap, we will see fruit. And we will see God's glory. Hallelujah. Lift your hand and say, Lord, whilst I'm praying for others, whilst I'm trying to make it happen for others,
whilst I'm trying to make it happen for others,
make it happen for me.
Make it happen for me.
God richly bless you for his word.
Amen.
Lift up your two hands and ask God for grace. Ask God for grace to stand in the gap. Give me grace to continue standing in the gap. Give me grace. I want to be an intercessor.
Grace.
Potter City presents the Winning Faith Conference 2022. Theme, Encountering the Spirit of Faith. The date is the 2nd to the 8th of May 2022. It's happening at the UPSA Auditorium, Legon. And ministering is God's servant, Nana Sey Opoku Sakodie.
The winning faith is a faith that is back with corresponding action. Jesus said, did I not tell you that if thou canst believe, thou wouldest see the glory of them. Martha says 4 days now, but this time he's thinking. A stinking situation don't threaten God. No matter how the devil has done his worst, it does not threaten God. Maybe the marriage is stinking. Maybe the finances is stinking. Maybe the family is stinking. But there is a God that has walked into this particular place. You are not here by accident. You didn't come here. God ordered yourself to be here. This week somebody's destiny will change.
Remember, the venue is the University of Professional Studies, UPS Legon. And the date is the 2nd to the 8th of May, 2022. For inquiries, call 027-400-9933. That's 027-400-9933. I rejoice in it. Potter's R is brought to us by Potter's Dube Mineral Water. For more purchase, call 0274-009933. Thank you for joining us on the Potter's Hour. We believe you've been blessed with today's message. Join us same time tomorrow for the continuation of this message. To order for this message and other messages by Prophet Nase Epukusakode, and for all inquiries, call these numbers.
+233-274-009933 or +233-242-472655. Email us on info@portercity.com or visit our website www.portercity.com. Location: Plot 16, Miocho Road, Pram Pram, Greater Accra, Ghana.
We invite you to worship with us at Potter City Mutual from Pram Road. Weekly service, Tuesdays, intercessory all-night meeting, 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. Wednesday, teaching service, 5:45 p.m. to 8 p.m. Thursday, breakthrough hour, 10 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. Friday, mega all-night service, 10 p.m. to 4:30 a.m. Sunday morning empowerment service, 8:20 to 11 a.m. God bless you.